Hello, everybody. It is the third Friday of the month, which of course means it is Roll for Weird night. And you're probably asking yourself, wait, didn't you just have Roll for Weird less than a week ago? Hell yeah, we did. And we're doing it more. Hey, Dragon Bait, take over, please.
Okay.
That's all I had.
Great. I guess, do we want to do introductions or should people know who you guys are yet?
I think we could probably just do a recap and at the end plug our own shit. But as far as our characters go, I think
everybody knows.
I hope
if you don't, you're going to be so confused because this is part two. Okay, so who would like to recap?
All right, I'll do it.
Okay,
I'll do the recap based on my extensive notes.
Oh no!
So last time, all of us. We beat up Larry. I beat up Larry the Goblin. We went to some weird church. We found a Nosferatu who was changed by Daniel Hawthorne. A guy looks like a Nosferatu. His name's Kenny. Philbert cuts himself with a knife and then goes in a church on purpose. Silas goes and talks to them. And that is the end of my notes.
What'd you put on purpose?
I don't know. I can only read the writing.
Okay.
Just 2 months ago.
Has Philbert been in a lot of churches on accident?
I might have. It probably meant cuts himself with a knife on purpose.
On purpose.
And then mind probably just wasn't as high functioning as yours, Adam. I'm sorry.
So I think in post I'll do a recap.
And that's it.
Because
that's what I've got.
There's a lot that happened.
Oh, we were already breaking
that's
Danny.
That's the broad strokes.
That was the broad strokes of...
I'll try to fill in a couple holes.
Okay.
So, yeah, Jeremy mentioned that... So the whole reason we're here at this church is because... was it one of Silas's friends that was a vampire? Did he reach...
Kenny Maxwell.
Yeah, I don't remember if he reached out for help or something led...
He telephoned me and said, you must go, you're in grave danger, or some words to that effect.
Yeah, and then just stopped. And then we tracked down Kenny to Kenny's last known whereabouts, which used to be this big abandoned warehouse, but now we get there and it's like a big mega church thing. And when we go in... we see Kenny, but he's not a Nosferatu anymore. Now he looks like a normal man, right? And then when we went in, there's a pastor and his wife that are kind of like the number one, number two of the church. And it just seemed a little eerie and off to pretty much most of us. I think we kind of are leaning towards, it seems like they're doing something to vampires, which is fun for Silas. And, yeah, I think that adds a little bit more context, but still not all of it.
It's fine. I love you guys. It's great.
That's all the listeners need to know.
That's all the listeners need to know.
We're at
the most important thing is that Philbert went into the church on purpose.
Definitely was not an accident.
Was not an accident.
No, no.
Definitely.
Completely deliberately.
Definitely went into the church on purpose.
After cutting himself with a knife.
No.
on purpose.
That was in definitely on purpose.
There was also, just to mention Silas's character, Brother Epsilon, whatever.
Absalom. Brother Absalom Jefferson, praise the Lord, praise him.
Character.
And Sister Leslie.
Sister Leslie. The funniest interactions I've probably had so far it have been them just screaming at my preacher man and praising the Lord.
As you do.
As you do, yes. So... we're going to pick up where we left off, and you guys had exited the church because the preacher man was like, hey, we're closing up for the night. Everybody has a southern accent this evening as well because I get stuck. I get stuck with one accent.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Oh, no. So you guys file out. They were very nice to you. They didn't like say anything that didn't seem very threatening either. Kenny is not a vampire anymore, which is concerning, I think would be a word that you should say. But yeah, you guys exit out. They shut the doors. It looks like they may stay there for the night, or at least they're cleaning up. So they've locked the doors behind you guys as well. What would you like to do?
Well, once we're a little ways away from the church and, you know, not within easy earshot, I'll pull out Kenny's journal and the papers that I got from upstairs and say, well, I don't know if these mean anything, but I found these upstairs when I was poking around.
Should we hop in the van and give a read through them? Or did you already read through them any?
I was caught in that particular room by Miss Sister Delilah. So I haven't had a chance to read it through yet. I didn't want to let her know that I had it. So, no, I haven't really read through it yet. I glanced through it, but not anything serious.
You only really got to look at the page that you found?
Well, let us...
Sorry.
You're fine.
Keep going.
It has been 2 months.
Yeah.
Now to the golden chariot that is the Subaru Forester.
Granddad.
I need to do that.
Granddad, please. I'm begging you.
I want to get out of the sight of these windows before I drop the pretense.
Well then,
let's hustle to the Forester.
Well then, get in the fucking car.
Lacep is going to call Shotgun, but not actually Bamf because she's smarter than that.
Well done, Sister Leslie.
But she's not sitting behind Silas or in the trunk again.
Well done, Sister Leslie. Well played.
I think Filbert would take the trunk this time.
You don't have to take the trunk.
Yeah, there's enough seats for everyone.
Yeah.
Why was Lacep in the trunk last time?
Because Silas was practically sitting in her lap. He had the chair rolled all the way back.
She always wins at Shotgun, and I'm an elderly man with poor rickety knees.
He's becoming a little aggressive agitated. Since you got a girlfriend.
Yeah. I've noticed that too.
Says the voice of God. I don't know. So you all are getting
Silver's inner monologue.
Yeah. So you all are getting back into the car. Are you gonna go?
As we're getting in, Shadow's like, why are we even getting in here? Are we going somewhere? Or are we just gonna read this thing? Can't we just like stand outside?
We should probably leave the vicinity before.
Yeah, we could maybe go to like a Cracker Barrel. Or
you did say there
Denny's.
Were Waffle Houses yes, located can, near.
Kenny feeds
locations.
From Waffle House oil covered people.
Wait, you all promised we'd go to IHOP this time.
Well, we can go wherever you like. It's immaterial to me.
I'm second in IHOP. I
do enjoy the pancakes. I would be acceptable.
Misty's driving, right? So I guess Misty, you're the final say.
I mean, I do get veto vote, but I do think that this is a benevolent dictatorship.
All right. Well, it does sound like IHOP either way. So let's head over and read this journal. Have a nice snack.
I'm tempted to change my vote just for that comment, but IHOP. Because I...
Of course, the thing with a benevolent dictatorship, it's the dictator who decides whether or not it's benevolent. So, let's go.
All right, so you guys drive to the nearest IHOP.
How close is that?
I don't know. It's close.
You're 16 fathoms.
I don't know what things... It's 3 states away. No.
All right, settle in.
There's one
like
IHOP.
Most places around here, it's like 15 minutes to an IHOP.
Yeah. So you get to the IHOP. It's obviously open. It's one of those 24-hour ones. And you go inside, and you're probably going to bother the waitress. I get it. Or the waiter. like that Denny's episode.
Yeah, there's 5 of us.
You know, we don't try to bother people. It just sort of happens.
Are you dressed like a priest? Like it?
I dropped the glamour as soon as we got out of sight of the...
Okay.
Are you dressed well, like
I
a
suppose
priest?
It depends on what you think a priest dressed like. I could be a more lay preacher or something, but I've certainly been laid. I don't know about a preacher. Nevertheless, no, I'm dressed in my usual garb.
All right. They sit you down in one of the tables towards the back. Fits all of you. And they take your order. We're not going through the whole order, guys. Don't you dare, Adam.
We're alive now. No, I was just thinking we're alive now. We can no longer just do a redo.
I mean, we have before.
We did.
That wasn't live on
stream.
It
wasn't live. That's true. It wasn't. It was during like one of those little episodes that we sometimes do between episodes for the podcast only.
That was a cluster.
So you have a book and several pieces of paper?
Yes.
Well?
Should we like divvy it up and everybody take either a sheet or a
book? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, several, all right.
What are you counting up, Grandad?
I was just seeing whether or not there were several. It all adds up. There was exactly several.
Is this like in Terry Pratchett, one too many lots?
I don't know what you mean. I can count all the way to several. I learned that in grammar school.
I think the goal of it is we're going to divvy up the sheets.
All the papers say the same thing. And Misty knew this from the last time because all it says is...
Jesus.
They have... No. It says, they are here, they have found us, and it just repeats. In several instances words tonight. Thank you. But I actually don't remember what they actually said, but it was in that kind of way. And then like you have a thick journal is the other one that is in the same handwriting when you open it up.
Well, we sure did blow through these papers real quick. Who's on journal duty?
Well, does the paper appear to be all in the same handwriting? Yes. Does it look to be changing at any point? You know, it starts out a little calm, gets more frantic.
No, these all look very frantic.
Okay. And it's all apparently the same hand?
Yes.
Shadow's just eating his strawberry banana French toast, so he... It's not volunteering as of yet.
That's fine.
Let me have a go at that thick volume there.
Sure. Slide it over to him. It should just be the last several entries, maybe?
Yes, well, I wasn't proposing to read the entire thing here in this IHOP.
We do not have all night.
Well...
You might.
Perhaps we do. However... let us have a look at the most recent entries. In fact, when was the last time? What do we know? When you last saw him? How long ago that was?
Oh,
it was like 3 months beforehand.
So it's whatever occurred has occurred within those 3 months. So we'll start from the last time you saw him, and work forwards until we find something mentioning interaction with this church. Seem reasonable?
Yeah, it hasn't been that long.
No, it hasn't, but I'm trying to remember when we recorded that particular... It's been a while. So it was before the prison, before... It was after the hotel, though.
Yes.
So it's been a while. It's been a little bit.
Suffice to say, we can read forward until we get to a sufficient point to drive the narrative of this adventure.
Yes, yes, yes. You flip towards the back of the book. And you know, because you've talked to Kenny before, that he has been kind of obsessed with these. He's never called them like vampire hunters, but they've been always like this group that seems to try to find vampires. Kenny didn't know what they did with them, but he has talked to you about friends disappearing And you're like, well, Kenny doesn't have friends because he doesn't invite people over much. I'm kidding. But you know, he's more of like, more of a hermit, doesn't really like talk to a lot of people. So when he's like, when he says, oh, these people have gone missing, you took notice, but you weren't sure how to help originally. And this has been happening. He's told you about this for years. Basically, since you met him, he was like, no, there's a group out there that have been kidnapping vampires and I don't know what they do with them. And over time, you're like, maybe Kenneth is just crazy because you hadn't seen any of that. And then this happened and you're kind of like, okay. So you get to, there's like a few entrances in the back and some of them are shorter. And one of them says, somebody has been watching me. I don't know who it is. I can't tell where it's coming from, but there seems to be eyes on my place. I need to get out of here. And that's one of like the second to last ones he has. The last one is written very quickly in a rushed hand that just says, I need to call Silas.
Well, he did call me, so that doesn't help us. Damn it, Kenny.
But you do see that he starts in an entrance before the one where he's like, somebody's watching me. He's talking about a man and a woman that have walked past the warehouse several times, sometimes in the middle of the night and sometimes during the day. And he's not sure what they were doing at first, but he's slowly getting more paranoid as he keeps seeing them.
Well,
yeah, that'll be
man and a woman could well be any man and or woman.
Yes, but by process of elimination, it's probably
them. But again, what does that help us? We already know that they've set up shop where he was living, so it just confirms our suspicions that they were spying on him, tracking him somehow, or some. I don't see that it gets us any closer to finding out what they want.
I think it gives us a little bit more assurance that these two are probably up to no good. Or, if I mean, to me, it sounds like they're curing vampires, so maybe some good?
I was going to say, could we reach out to Agent Crow and see whether or not she could do some kind of background check on these people, see whether they... who they say they are.
Not if they're like up to date on their taxes or anything.
Well, yeah. I was thinking more not whether or not they have any kind of criminal record or there's some sort of record of these people existing, of their using aliases. At least we'll have some idea.
Tax records, yeah.
Yes, of course. Yes, that's exactly right, Phil. But yes, I'm very concerned about them evading their taxes. Because perhaps
Silver, you haven't eaten any of your... You haven't eaten any of your pancakes.
Why are you talking to yourself?
I mean, Silver. It's been a long time with the church and everything. Whenever I accidentally go into a church, it really messes with the brain.
But you deliberately went into this church.
That's what you all think. So. It was actually on accident. I know it really looked like I went on purpose. It was actually on accident.
Well, nevertheless, you've been taking.
But no, yeah, Silas, you haven't been... You touching your pancakes?
Well, you see, I didn't actually order any. It was a bit presumptuous of you to just assume that I would want an enormous plate of pancakes.
Everybody wants an enormous plate of pancakes, Silas, of course.
I'm just going to reach forward and grab it.
Well, of course you would. Just assume, wouldn't you? Just cast aside my feelings as easily as you would a pair of soiled gloves. But nevertheless, Philbert, I've been rather too concerned about the fate of my friend Kenny and why he's no longer a fuck ugly Nosferatu.
You know what I'm concerned about? Shadow just stole your pancakes after eating all of his French toast. That's so many carbs, Shadow. That's so many gosh dang carbs.
Why are you going after him for carbs again?
Yeah, I don't have to be the one that has to worry about that, Philbert. And I just keep eating them. And I'm just eating my pancakes after I cleared a whole plate of six French toasts. strawberry banana.
You know what they say, Phil, that once you settle down, you start packing on the pounds. You really...
Lisa picks up the salt shaker and passes it to Misty and says, put that on another table. We don't need any more of it here.
And Misty just bursts out laughing because... That was petty for Lisa, but I am here for it. So
that
I'll take it.
The best joke that Lisa has
made. I've been noticing a lot more sass from Lisa lately. These last two or three episodes.
She's been hanging out with you guys for too long.
She's been hanging out too much.
Yeah. I'll like lean and put it on a different table and just scooch it away.
She learns like Watson AI. Anything she encounters, it just becomes part of her.
Oh, she's, no. She is Skynet. She encountered us. I'm so sorry. We have contaminated the divine.
It's fine.
I wasn't apologizing to you.
No.
Apologizing to the gods that lent us this divine.
Basically.
Well, they're already angry at me. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, fair enough.
Isn't that bloody furious at me? For any number of reasons.
Probably all at the same time.
So if this guy's curing vampires, I mean, is it against their will? I mean, Silas, you seem to be enjoying yourself, whatever that means. I mean...
No, I'm sorry. It's just the way I tend to my hands. There's no evidence that it was... that he was coerced, per se. He seems perfectly happy in the situation now. But
his memory has been wiped.
Well, I'm not arguing that point, but it's difficult to say whether or not he's in a better position now than he was before. Living as he did, as a feral creature, the outcast of society, you know? At least now he's got some purpose and feels like he belongs to something. However...
He did seem a little... mind-washy, brainwashy.
Most of these people.
I mean, he seemed even more so. Like, did you have a conversation with him, Silas?
Briefly,
I forgot you were. You and Layseth were a little busy in there. I don't remember if you actually had a one-on-one with Kenny, but did not seem like he was really all there.
He certainly didn't seem himself. But I don't know whether these people are themselves, if whether they have malicious intent, perhaps they think they're doing right by Kenny and however any others they may have cured.
If you're doing the right thing for the wrong reasons, it's still wrong.
Well, that's true, but I think it would determine how stern I would be in meting out punishment. Because being a dick with good intentions is still, I think, mitigates the situation slightly. Well, if you're just being a dick because you're a dick, then prepare to meet a sticky end. As befits dick.
We don't need that kind of language. We're in an IHOP.
I'm so sorry. A cock.
You almost made Jeremy spit out his drink. That was great.
All right, so what are we going to do here? I mean...
I don't know what usually we deal with things that are straightforwardly supernatural.
Well, in the absence of
these are people.
Well, they're definitely bloody supernatural. I mean, what did you say? You looked at him and you saw a blinding white light?
Yes. But I mean, it's not... There's
some sort of power centered around his crucifix, of that I'm certain.
Well, then let's go in, nick the crucifix, and find out what we can.
Yes, I think probably the best plan of attack is to go there as soon as possible while they're
I mean, now that I'm all energized, I can just run in there with my sword and you guys can just do whatever. I mean, that should be plenty of a distraction, right?
I mean, it's no skin off my nose if you take some skin off their noses, but...
Well, I'm not saying I need to slash anybody, just I figured walking in there with a sword would draw some attention my way, and then you can nick whatever you want to nick.
Well, I mean, if it's right now, if they're locked up, it should be pretty... Maybe the pastor and his wife are... You know, maybe they stay there. I didn't know. Did you two back there see, like, any... Like, are they living there, does it look like?
Did I see anything that suggested living quarters?
You did not, because all you found was Kenny's old room. You knew that there were other doors, but you didn't check them, and you didn't have time, because Delilah kind of showed up all of a sudden. She did talk about how they'd been renovating the place, though, so it could be that they live there, it could be that they don't.
When we were being ushered out, was Kenny among those who remained behind to clean up, or did he leave as well?
Like, he was remained it just behind.
Okay.
So I think, you know what? I'm all carved up. I think it sounds kind of fun if we, like, go do, like, a, you know, a reconnaissance, like a heist.
Reconnaissance and heist are different words.
They're not the same
thing. Well, we do a minimal reconnaissance, right? Like a 10 to 15 minute reconnaissance, and then immediately.
I feel like, didn't we already do that when we went in there and stole this shit?
I mean, yes, that's pretty much what we did, right? We got the lay of the land and found the backstage areas and. Misty's already been there before, and, you know, we've cased the joint in the exciting parlance of American criminals, I believe.
But we don't know, like, how many people are in there, so we just kind of, peek in some windows, find out how many people are in there, and then, worst case, we heist the crucifix.
Or anything else that we find that is...
Well, we're not, like, taking the donation platter and stuff like that, Misty.
I don't want to, nor do I need to. Are you all right, Philbert? Do you need money?
No, I'm not the one that said we're going to take down whatever's not bolted to the floor,
I'd say we take whatever it looks like. It might be connected to this particular job, particular work that they're doing. You didn't let me finish my fucking sentence.
Sorry, I thought you were getting to, let's take whatever looks valuable.
Well, why don't we go get some balaclavas and ski masks and such and just burst in there?
Or we could have Misty go speak with her old friend, Kenny, and try to determine whether he chose to have this change in lifestyle. Because from his writings, it seems as though he did not, but...
Right, and that's because Creeper Keeper, I did talk to him, he was indicating that, Lord, I've been saved, and it's been wonderful.
Yes, but he also said that it's been 10 years.
Right, so I'm like, look, he says that he's happier, but he also has no sense of time. Like, I was in that place when it was dilapidated 3-odd months ago. And he says that they've been there for 10 years. So they're doing something to his head. I don't trust what he's saying. I don't trust that he knows what he's saying.
You would also... Oh, sorry. You would also know that Delilah had also said that they had been there for 10 years?
Yeah. Which is just... I mean, they've done a lot of work in the last few months, but they haven't been there 10 years because I... was there just a few months ago.
Well, I think before we do anything else, we should really define what measures we're willing to take, because although their behavior is admittedly strange and they do seem to be doing something, I don't think it's necessarily the case that they, you know, their lying doesn't necessarily justify the use of violence against them. So I think we should probably establish exactly what we intend to do once we get in there.
Well, and perhaps if we can remove Kenny from the situation, we might attempt some magic or some healing to see if we could remove whatever has been done to him. Or at the very least determine what has been done to him. Is it something magical? Is it a curse? Is it something that can be reversed?
Mind magic is touchy at best. It is very, very delicate work. That's something that I don't have a lot of experience with and will take time.
Misty, since you last visited my house, I've had some upgrades that may be useful. I have a magical library, accessible in ways that I will describe perhaps later if we visit my house. I also have an oubliette, which is a place where I can keep people if necessary and recover. Perhaps we should do something of a smash and grab, try and retrieve the crucifix, take Kenny, store him in the oubliette, make the requisite magical studies, and try and work out what's been done to him.
Is it going to hurt him?
No, he'll be perfectly safe. No harm will come to him. He won't be able to escape.
Would it be possible for me to become acquainted with your oubliette?
Ah, you, bamping it out.
Even by, you cannot, once within, you cannot escape even by magical means. So you
I
could,
mean, you could just
but,
go
but
through
you could
house.
Pull me out, could you not?
I could pull you out. Yes.
You're just going to bamf out. But, I mean, you could just go to Silas's house.
True.
And then walk into the oubliette. It's, is that how we're saying
yes.
it?
Yes. So if you know the cupboard under the stairs, Lasith?
Indeed, yes.
In the hall. It's in there. Just open the door and shove him in. You won't be able to get him out again.
You turned the Harry Potter closet into an oubliette.
Well, okay. No, it's the cupboard under the stairs. It's a useful utility closet. It used to have other things in there. But those parties have been less frequently attended recently, so I had some space. What? Why are you all looking at me like that? But yes, I mean, like I said, we can store Kenny in there. He won't come to any physical harm. I mean, it's an oubliette. We'll give him, I'll make sure there's, I don't know, some candles or something in there for him. He likes those.
Food? Water, maybe?
Oh, yes. Well, he catered to in that regard. It's fine. Yes, he will be restrained. At least he'll be safe. And nothing will be able to get him from the outside unless I permit it.
I would like to... You have a library. Granddad, you didn't tell me.
Yes.
I would love to spend some time studying.
You're always welcome in my house anytime you like, except the third Tuesday of every month, as you know. When Granddad's special friends come.
I'm not touching that.
They touch it quite enough.
Nope.
I think this actually sounds like a really good plan. So it sounds like we infiltrate, we take the crucifix. If Lacehead sees Kenneth, gonna bamf him to Silas' house, shove him under the stairs.
It sounds worse than we've got. He'll be fine.
It'll be okay. It's for his own good, right? And then we take the crucifix and we try to study it and see if there's actually any kind of like black magic about it. That's
well, let's not bandy about
terms. Try
like
not to
black
hurt
magic
anybody.
As if it's a negative thing. But let's see if there's any you know whatever magical influence. If
malfeasance
or acts of mental interference. We can look into those with my arcane library. You're not the only one with a library, Philbert.
Is Kenny the best one to take to the oubliette then? Or would it make more sense to perhaps... I mean, I could simply shake hands with...
Whoever goes in there is in there. They're not coming out no matter what they are.
Ever?
Unless I let them out, they're in there good and proper. Oh dear, Misty.
I have finished my pancakes, and I'm in love with this plan. Yeah, I still think we should probably do Kenny and not one of the pastor or his wife, because Kenny's like a friend of you two, right? So talking to Misty and Silas. So I don't think we should be, you know, taking anybody that we don't, because that's going to be kidnapping, right? If we do get to the bottom of it and we find out that they're on the up and
up. This is the thing. Like, it might be more effective to, as Lisa says, either take Daniel or, now hear me out, this may sound evil, we take his wife and put her in the oubliette. And we say, now look here, you Daniel person. You tell us what you did to bloody Kenny or your wife gets it. And she doesn't have to actually get it. But, you know, we make some threats and then he'll be perhaps more likely to comply. We have some leverage.
What exactly are you threatening?
Well, I don't know. Like I say, we kidnap his wife and stick her under the stairs.
All right, this has gone long enough.
and then we say, tell us what you know, you rotter.
I will point out they do seem to have some kind of power, and if they know it's us, we'll...
Well, as I say, they don't have to know it's us. It could be a calculated risk. Whoever is in the oubliette is not detectable by magical means and cannot get out unless I let them. So, assuming that Daniel or his wife have some sort of power, they might be able to resist being bamfed to my house in the first place. If not, then we should be able to get them there and just use main force to get them in. But... as I say, if we take Kenny, he is at least a friend to us, or was. And
no, he's still friendly with me, at least.
I think he'd probably still be friendly with me, but I think he'd probably try and convince me to undergo whatever process. That's an idea. Perhaps we should just take Kenny, get him to tell me, put him in the oubliette, and then get him to tell me what. What they did to him. But I'm not disguised as Brother Absalom.
I'm watching Filbert out of the corner of my eye.
Well, it's just because I've known him for a number of years, you see. He could be more likely to confide in me.
Now, do we necessarily need to put Kenny into the oubliette?
Well, the thing I'm worried about is that he'll try to just run straight back to them. And in so doing, give away our plan.
And our location.
Having said that, if Kenny is to be believed, they were already somewhat aware of my location to begin with. In which case, it might just be better to go there and try and spring a counter trap on them. In which case, any of those three people might work as leverage.
I want to get Kenny out of their hands, and I want to try and... at least undo the brain fuckery that they did.
I think I owe him at least that much. Whether or not he wants to return to being a vampire is his decision.
Exactly. If he's happier the way that he is, genuinely, and we can undo the brain fuckery to have him know what day it is and what happened, then, I mean, he's an adult. He can make his own choices.
All right. So we're going to rescue Kenny. Try and grab the crucifix, which we believe is a source of power. And perhaps we could start doing some research. We could put the crucifix in the oubliette too, and that will also not be traceable by magical means.
So we want to put Kenny in the oubliette so that he cannot be traced?
Mm-hmm. It will be safe.
Rather than just taking him to your parlor and having a conversation with the oubliette nearby so we can shove him in if we need to.
We can take him to the oubliette, and we can have the conversations in there. Right, Silas, how many people can fit under the stairs?
Well, it's basically a pocket dimension within there, so there's no limit.
There we go. We can all go in there. But the thing is, we do need to... I think Layseth's going to be on Kenny, and then I think the other four of us are going to have to get that... How big was that crucifix? Is it going to be something that needs like four people to carry
his neck?
Out, or is it like... oh, I was picturing it's like not, a big...
It's like, not. It's not like... Wait. A life-size 9 feet tall crucifix.
So we have to go and get it all. Oh, that changes everything for me. I'm picturing like breaking in. No. And, like, I thought it was like mounted in this the church and we were going to be stealing it.
This isn't
it.
Going to require a van or something. Is it going to be, you know, a case of removing some jewelry?
Well, that changes a lot for me. Okay.
It does make it
Same
more
thing.
Difficult.
We can still go in. Yeah, we don't. I don't know if he's going to be sleeping in the thing
well,
or
you
not.
You have a tranquilizer like, gun, don't you, Philbert? Shoot. In your armory.
Let me, well, in my armory, how close are we to our house? I don't think we're that far.
No, still. You're all in Louisville, yeah.
We're like less than half an hour away.
What I can tell you about having a tranquilizer is, I've got preparedness. When you need something unusual or rare, roll plus sharp, and on plus 10, you have it right here. On a 7 to 9, you have it, but not here. And it will take some time to get. Otherwise, I... pretty much don't have it.
Okay, then roll that thing.
I've got Dragon Bait, I've got two different things, and I'll let you tell me which one you would rather me do. I think it's probably going to boil down to the same exact roll, but so I also have armory at the house. You have a stockpile of mythical and rare monster growing weapons and items. If you need a special item, roll plus weird. On a plus 10, you have it, and plenty, if that matters. On a 7 and 9, you have it, but only the minimum. Otherwise, I don't have the thing. So I don't know if you'd rather me do preparedness or armory.
So preparedness would mean that you have it with you right now.
Yeah.
Probably
in my car.
Yeah. And the only thing that you told me you took last time was a shotgun. So
okay.
I'm going to say...
So let's do armory.
Yeah, do the armory.
Which is a harder roll because I got one less bonus.
Well, you
to
still
the,
have luck.
My weird than sharp. I've rolled a 7 plus 1, an 8, okay. So that means that on a 7 and 9, you have it, but only the minimum. So maybe I have it, but only one dose and one
gun
shot?
Yeah. I'll say you have probably two shots, but only like one gun.
Okay.
And cool. And I mean, I would be able to magically lock someone into place. They would be conscious, but I can trap someone. So,
I just magic people to sleep as well. I mean, that is an option. Although it does require me to shout sleep, which
Silas, I don't get to do a lot because I don't have the magic, right? So I don't get to do a lot of cool stuff. Can you just give me?
I'm
this,
just saying,
please?
as a backup, you know,
as a backup. Okay, it will be a backup, but I really want
as
to
as I say, I do have to shout sleep, but rather conspicuous volume, which
yeah,
sort
why,
of undermines the effect of the sleep.
Why do you
spell.
Keep yelling? Everyone's looking at us.
Oh, yeah, we should probably pay our bill and tip really well and head out.
Everyone stares at us when we go places. Aren't you used to this
yeah,
by now, Shadow?
He yells, they look again.
Is that unusual?
They finally looked
yes.
away.
Oh, Layseth. Layseth, people usually don't stare like they do at our group. Oh. It is highly unusual.
Do you remember when we went out for drinks with Agent Crow after the bunny incident?
Oh, yes. That's,
and how we,
that was
and how we didn't get weird looks.
Is that normal?
That's normal.
Huh.
It's mostly traveling with the boys that makes for weird.
Are men odd?
Yes.
Well, I don't have to but sit also, here and be insulted.
But also, these men are particularly odd.
A cloud right. of vapor dissipates underneath the door and goes back towards the Subaru.
Love you, Granddad.
All right, let's go get this Trank gun and do our heist/kidnapping. Nice
rescue.
Kidnapping.
We are no, rescuing.
That's the word for nice kidnapping. Rescue.
You know, you used to get mad at me for doing shit like this.
For kidnapping?
I like brought a knife once and you freaked out and now you're all kidnapping somebody.
You've rubbed off on us.
I'm like the most innocent one here now. I have been blessed with the maple syrup. I have eaten my fill, and I've become whole again.
I look at him, and I look at a container of syrup on the table, and I very seriously consider giving him a baptism before deciding that that would take too long to clean up.
Anyways, I'm going to go outside and smoke a cigarette. Let me know when you guys are ready, and I'm just getting up and going outside.
Fucking Silas already out there. There's a cloud of mist.
That's my smoke. That was my smoke you saw.
So, yeah. So, I think plan is get my trank gun so that I can actually do something. Break into the church. Hope that nobody's really there. Laetheth just needs to grab Kenny? Is that how that
works? I simply need to touch
Laetheth?
Him.
Okay. And then we have to find the... Trank the dude with the crucifix, steal it, go back, and then both interrogate Kenny and study crucifix.
I'm not there.
That was out of character. I think my voice is too close to
We gently question and reassure Kenny, and we pat him on the head and offer him a Werther's original and cup of tea. We're not going to break his kneecaps. None of that.
What would happen if my smoke got all up in your vampire mist?
And then my shirt, when I reformed, my shirt would be somewhat nicotine stained.
You come back with a Joe Camel jacket.
Your leg is just a big stogie.
Oh, God. What is this? What are those? Lucky strikes? It's awful.
All right, but yes, that does sound like what we are planning to do, so we should swing back by your place and grab the trank gun.
Yep, I know exactly where it is. I'll just dip in, grab it. I got two doses, one trank gun. What's my range on this trank gun, DB? I don't know if I need to, like, if I can, like, snipe somebody from across the room, or I've got to, like, inject it into them.
So it is a gun, so you can shoot them with it?
I just started picturing like I couldn't think of a single like video game or movie, but I
yeah,
so kind of like a
no, you don't like have a blow I'm thinking like dart thing.
That's like a trank gun. CO2 powered,
like a gun.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think. Like I'm blanking on any kind of like fictional reference to one, but
Jurassic
but yeah,
Park with yeah. with striking the dinosaurs.
That's what I'm blanking on. That's
the chat just said blanking. You've only seen Adam Sandler movies, so.
But the thing Saving is, Silverman? you know, Adam Sandler movies have a lot of fucking drinks.
It's ridiculous, honestly.
Okay, so yeah, I got it, and I got two doses. That's good to know. Anything else we got to do before we get to the church?
No, I think any...
Are we still in the Forester?
Any of the research has to wait until we have something to research. So, yeah. I think we're ready to go.
It is the middle of the night now, is it not?
Yes.
Is it possible for one of you to send a message to Agent Crow to check to see if we can get a background check started on these folks? I'm sure it won't happen until morning at the very least.
Yeah, I can shoot her a text, see if she'd be willing to do us a solid on that one. And promise that we're not dragging her into it this time.
Well, I don't know. Once she's come within our orbit, it does tend to decay.
You're not wrong.
Racer I don't remember if there, Agent Crow.
I don't remember if we owe her or she owes us at this point, or if we're even.
I think we racked up a lot of favors, but then we saved her sister, so.
So it might be even.
We might be even.
All right.
So we can say, you know, there's a favor banked.
And we're not asking her to intervene. We're simply asking for information.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll shoot her as we're walking out of the IHOP. I'll send her a quick text with as much information as I have on these people. starting off with apologies for texting so late. It's why I'm not calling.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Strange. You get an automatic text. And it just says, Agent Samantha Crowe cannot come to the phone. Do not contact her again.
Is that like a message?
Are you telling us this?
I just like stop in the middle of the parking lot staring down at my phone.
Misty?
And just like...
What's on? What's going on?
I think we got some X-Files shit going on here. But I'll pass my phone over to Layseth.
I am suddenly far less concerned about this Kenny fellow. Do we need to save him, or can we go save Agent Crowe?
I'm not sure that she needs saving. It could be that her higher-ups have...
gotten tired of us?
Gotten tired of our bullshit, yes. I mean, she has organized the removal of actual literal corpses on our behalf before.
Thank you for that, Silas.
Multiple times.
Well, I didn't... for the millionth bloody time, I didn't know. I didn't know. I thought you were just going to collect a package for me. I'm sorry. I can't just keep apologizing for the rest of my life.
Well, I think we need to put the Crowe on the back burner. I don't think we can really do anything about that tonight. I think what we need to do is focus on saving Kenny, if he wants to be saved. And if we find out it is kind of like brainwashing by force, then we should probably do something about this creepy church.
So, yes. Rescue Kenny. Try to get the crucifix, if we can, if they're there. And then start doing some research.
And then tomorrow, we call Agent Crowe instead of texting, because we'll want to get to the bottom of that. But that's a tomorrow thing, not a tonight thing.
Are you sure?
Perhaps we'll have... Shadow attempt to contact her instead. Tomorrow. In the meantime, let us return to that warehouse and... Are we going to simply knock on the door, or are we going to break in?
Oh, no.
These are important questions. We must have an answer before we approach the door.
Did you see what kind of, like, locks and stuff were on the doors? On, like, the main door in, for instance?
It looked like just a simple, like, key lock. Like, there were simple doors... Things that you don't normally see on, like, warehouses, things had changed quite a bit, and there were these, like, wooden doors that they locked.
Was there any non-stained glass windows that you can actually, like, peep into?
Or a fire escape or something like that?
Yeah, Misty would know that there was a fire escape on this building. It was off to one side. She might be a little hesitant to go into it because that was the same alleyway that she got attacked in. But you know that there are fire escapes there.
Okay.
As for stained glass windows, I'm going to tell you this is a warehouse, so the bottom part usually doesn't have a lot of, like, windows.
Well, I think the fire escape is probably the smartest way to get in.
Yes. We could always make an escape through the doors if necessary.
Yeah, we should probably have some kind of escape. I mean, obviously, Layseth always has an escape route, but the rest of us should probably have a plan of exit. We're going to just, like, if things really pop off, so we're all good. We're not going to kill anybody.
Don't plan to.
So the plan is to bail if things start to pop off, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I think we can maybe just blanket statement. If you're closest to the front doors, if fire escape or just whatever exit you can find. Just kind of like every person for themselves. Everyone will just get out of the building if things really aren't going the right way.
Should we take some pains to conceal our identities?
Yeah, maybe cover our face or something. I mean, if we're worried about them finding out, if we mess up, all we gotta do is not let them know it was us.
Well, they'll recognize us from earlier, all those of us who weren't disguised.
So yeah, just, I mean, ski mask, that's...
I had hoped that Silas might be able to use his magic again.
Yes, well, I tell you what then, I'll turn us into some sort of thieves. Chat, why don't you suggest a theme for disguise the party as?
Oh no.
So what exactly are you able to do with
that?
Well,
I can cast a glamour, much as I did earlier.
Mimes?
Upon myself. Mimes? Mimes is a suggestion, all right. Any others? The Backstreet Boys?
The Backstreet Boys?
I'm sorry, I lost it at mimes.
Well,
that should help with keeping us quiet.
Honestly, it could work.
Cooks?
Scooby mimes game. Or cooks?
Well, it doesn't really matter. Cooks, I mean, probably it'll be memorable. no matter what. I rather like the idea of framing the Backstreet Boys for kidnapping.
1986 Globetrotters.
the Scooby-Doo gang.
No, but nobody's going. The thing about that is nobody's going to.
You could be the dog.
Try to arrest the Scooby-Doo gang, but they might actually try to arrest the Backstreet Boys for something we did, and I find that hilarious. So, the Backstreet Boys, I think. Everybody,
yeah. I'll be Justin Timberlake.
What?
Right, I'm going to roll.
Justin Timberlake is not a Backstreet Boy.
No, he was in NSYNC.
You need to get your references in sync.
I'll be Andy Samberg.
No, you will not be Andy Samberg, you jerk. That was great.
I rolled a 10 for used magic.
Yeah.
So I'm Justin Timberlake.
No, you're not. We're the Backstreet Boys.
All right, let me pick a Backstreet Boy real
Are
quick.
Are you?
I think so. It's decided then.
Oh my!
We're back.
Yes, we're back.
All right.
I mean, in Adam's defense, I could not name a single Backstreet Boy.
Nick Carter, Brian, Howie,
Nick Carter.
AJ, notice how you don't know their last names.
Kevin. I only know Nick Carter. He was my boy.
Okay. There is Nick Carter, AJ McLean, Brian Littrell, Howie DeRue, and Kevin Richardson.
This is like literally Brian.
Littrell.
You're literally Brian.
I'll be Kevin. Kevin Richardson.
Kevin and Howie are cousins.
Okay. So who wants to be my cousin?
I will.
Nobody wants to be my fucking... Lisa, thank you for being my cousin. who's going to be Nick Carter, who is the only one that actually sounds familiar to me, so I think he's like the big one.
The
big
Aaron Carter's
Street,
brother.
The Street big boy.
Who's gonna be the big one?
I don't know.
I am indifferent. This was never something that I was into.
I don't know who any of them
are. We're making Silas be the big one since Silas is doing the glamour.
Silas has the biggest personality.
I'm that pretty boy.
That means Misty, you could be Brian, and Shadow can be AJ.
Sure.
How about that? I already forgot my dude's name. I'm Kevin. All right.
Rock your body now.
As we're climbing up the fire escape, Silas, you can't be doing that the entire time.
Are you going to get your tranquilizer gun first?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Who's got a tranquilizer gun?
Breaking into a church.
I thought we kind of fast tracked,
like,
and I haven't really picked
no,
that up.
No, it's fine.
That
we're going out to do.
Now, I have to ask, is it the Backstreet Boys as they would be now, or as they were back in the early aughts? Oh,
yeah, definitely the washed-up, desperate, like, Backstreet Boys of the present day.
Just to really, I didn't know which was funnier until Jurundi said that, and then I realized that is way funnier, us being the older.
Just to really sell it that they're, like, desperate and washed up and need to rob a church.
Jurundi just wants them to get arrested.
I just think it would be absolutely hilarious. Imagine sitting down to watch the television in the bunker, and we tune into TMZ, and then the news site comes up. Backstreet Boys arrested in aggravated burglary and kidnapping case. Nick Carter suspected of brutal violence. Imagine how hilarious that will be. And they'll have absolutely no idea what's going on.
About security cameras, then we want them on.
We need this is what I believe is known as a false flag operation. We shall firmly plant the finger of suspicion upon the Backstreet Boys.
What did the Backstreet Boys do to you?
Nothing. I just, which makes it even funnier.
Ow, my ribs.
I'm just gonna say this. I think we need like a 5-minute break so that
yes,
I can catch
do.
My breath.
Okay.
We'll be back very quickly because we only have until 9.
A Majestic Goose Podcast.
Honk. Honk.